Bone. First case under our regular business, Madam Secretary.
The first case is going to be $11,738. Lori A. Hudson and James E. Hudson Jr. seek a special use exception to retain an existing manufactured home type structure on, that is on less than 10 acres. Section 115-210A3Q of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Wilson Road, approximately 2,015 feet southwest of Savannah Road. The 911 address is 21148 Huckleberry Lane, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 135, Map 10, Parcel 3. Again, it's a special use exception to retain the existing mobile home on less than 5 acres. Received no letters of support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I've got a tag out on this one.
Okay.
Vince Robertson is here to pitch relief on this case, so I will step aside and let him handle this one.
All right. Thank you for that.
Sounds like baseball season talk.
It's getting there.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Is there anyone here? Okay.
Hi. You're going to want to go over to Mr. Robertson and get sworn in, and he also has a copy of your responses to the criteria.
Okay.
Just in case you didn't bring a copy.
Yeah, if you could place your hands on the Bible if you choose. Do you swear or affirm to tell the whole truth and tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Yeah, are you going to testify? Okay, well, I thought you were doing it at the same time. Do you also swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Mr. Hudson, you need to hand him down to the secretary, if you would, please, first. And then she'll pass him down. Thank you.
I'm just taking a moment to go to the top.
How are you doing?
Very well. Do you want to explain to the board your request?
All right. My wife bought a mobile home from her brother, Frank Conaway Jr., back in 1995.
Sir, just before you go any further, could we have your name?
James E. Hudson Jr.
And your address, please.
18315 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Tape needs to know who's talking, so I appreciate that. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. The brother Frank that she bought the property from, or the mobile home from, placed it there in 1980. So it's been there for 36 years and hasn't been an eyesore or a problem to anyone in that time period. Her older brother, Charles, bought 13 acres off Mr. Conaway, his father, that adjoins us on the front, on the left side and the back side of the property. And Mr. Conaway Sr., he owns the balance of the farm and the land that this mobile home is sitting on. Well, Lori and I used it as a rental, but only as a rental to family members or someone that family knew. It was, we weren't just going to put the thing out there to publicly, you know, be a nuisance to any neighbor. And we did that for several years, and then her son decided he wanted to live there, so we conveyed it to him. And he lived there for 3 or 4 years, but his father is a building contractor as well, and he dropped about $15,000 into this mobile home. Put all new kitchen cabinets, all new appliances, new carpets, drywalled the living room, dining room, hallway, master bedroom, and bath. Then he had a chance to buy a poultry farm in the Del Mar area, and his sister decided she wanted to buy it, so she bought it from him. Then in September of this year, His sister and her fiance bought a house about a half a mile down the road, a much bigger house and on 2.5 acres of ground, and next to where her fiance's parents live on one side and grandparents live on the other, so they couldn't pass that deal up. But they forgot about the transfer tax and that kind of thing, so we agreed to buy the mobile home back again with the intent of hopefully renting it, fixing up and renting it to the next family member that might need a home, or friend of a family member that would be in agreement to any of the neighbors. Well, that was my original intent, and the intent of this whole hearing, which I applied for back in October. Since that time, a lot of things have changed, and I'm putting my property that Lori and I have lived in since, well, I've been built a house in 79 on Route 30 at Gravel Hill, and it's a horse farm where I've raised and trained and showed Arabian horses for the last 45 years, and I've been a building contractor when our office in Rehoboth has sold that property, and I moved the office out there and built a warehouse and shop and office, which is on that property. And then I've had some health issues that have been ongoing, but then a few more added to it in the last 6 months. So my thoughts are now to, you know, this mobile home will be a temporary condition, because what I'm planning on doing is when I can get my home sold and this mobile home sold and moved off, plan will put like a modular home there of some sort that's scaling down and downsizing for us, because we don't need a 3,400 square foot house for two people to roam around in, that much yard and all to take care of. And that's another reason.
Right.
I mean, Mr. Conaway would probably sell us 10 acres, but who wants 10 acres? I don't want any more acreage.
Right.
And this, no reason why I see that we would have, you know, it would square off his farm as well, because the piece is a wedge shape. I don't know if you have a picture with the layout of the property or not. Okay, the survey, because I have one here from Addison. Yeah, that.
Do we have any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickard, I'm going to start with you, Anderson. Please.
For a special use exception, of course, you know, we have to know, we have to convince this board that there's no one in the area that will substantially affect the surrounding area adversely.
Right.
Do you make a statement to that effect?
It's been advertised. We have her brother and her father are sitting here, if you'd like to have them express their opinions.
That's up to you.
No, I'm saying they're here if they have no problem with it, unless they'd like to say otherwise.
I guess in helping, since 1980, has this had a substantially adverse effect on the uses of a neighbor?
What I'm saying is...
That's what we need to hear.
Yeah, that's all.
All right. Well, just to help, I guess I have to give it to you.
Thank you.
That's actually in the file. Okay.
Mr. Mills, put it better than I did.
Now, more Monday after bad money here again. It's a case where I'm not looking to get rich or to make money on this. I'm trying to make it something that somebody would like to purchase and move. And
Chairman, I think about the business.
I'll wait.
Business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about your business.
What we're trying to do, as Mr. Mills has told you, and I've tried to tell you, is that you just got to tell us, since 1980, has it had any adversely affected, substantially adversely affected any properties around here or uses around you?
I've only been in this family since 1999, so.
Okay. All right.
Your turn.
I'm having a hard time getting to this.
Ma'am? No.
Well, when I asked, she attested that no was the answer.
No.
No? You said no, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Jeez, thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
So this would be a temporary thing?
It is not. Originally, it was not going to be, but it was going to be an ongoing rental, but.
Right.
So would you be open to a time limitation on how long the mobile could be there?
Well, until my home could sell, that would be the.
5 years?
5 years?
That would be more than enough, yes.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, maximum 5 years, you'd be comfortable with that?
Yes. This.
With your application, you had submitted some, and I guess this was a previous plan back in October, you submitted drawings and whatnot to improve that structure to.
Well.
And is that no longer the plan?
Not even close, because I did this because I know you can't insure a mobile home, basically, except for what it is.
Right.
So to do that, it was to make it into a Class C, like a double-wide trailer with a foundation that really doesn't support anything. It's just a fake wall around the bottom, but you go through the motions.
And
by the time you meet that requirement and do all the other work to it, not counting my labor being free, this was over $80,000. And to me, I could go out and buy or build a new house of that size for $80,000.
Right.
And I know I wouldn't have two pieces of iron and wheels underneath of my bed at night.
This is the picture you submitted with your application.
That was taken 1 year ago.
And this is how it stands today.
No, the other picture's coming down the line there that I sent.
Right there.
Yep. There where I started on it back in October to
adding
more windows because I didn't, I'm a big fan on balance.
Right.
And you'll see the balance for the windows before mobile homes are great about putting two or three together and then there's 30 feet of blank wall. Well, I had to add a few more across there to balance things out.
But you haven't changed the roof, you haven't added
anything. I'm not going to do any roof.
So basically it's mobile home and that's the way you intend to keep it.
Right.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, I would continue that siding that's on that back around it just to cover up
the
vertical tin that's on the thing now. But other than that, that's it.
All right.
Okay.
It would be an improvement, not a detriment.
You had submitted it with a different plan, and I just wanted to make sure we were clear that you didn't
have intentions. Things have changed, yes.
Sure. Okay. No other questions?
Okay. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Okay. Hearing none? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two in the back. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has testified that since 1980, the use has not substantially affected adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary. Make a motion that we approve case number 11,738 for the maximum of 5 years.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,738 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,738 is approved. 5 years.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Okay, now we'll go back to our first case, Madam Secretary.
Wait for Mr. Sharp. There he is. Okay.
He's a coming. I see him out of 4 miles. He was a coming.